How do we produce, consume, and relate to the things we use in our daily lives? How can we be enriched, both personally and as a community, when we shift our thinking to allow the time for, once again, making for ourselves? After more than a century of outsourcing our daily needs, to become makers, from the perspective of local, requires a radical shift in our current thinking. For most that identify as artists, makers, or producers, there is still a need to consume goods that have come from somewhere else in order for that making to happen. If you have picked up this book, it likely means you are part of a growing number of individuals who recognize there are problems with the world we are currently living in. Something has gone wrong on Earth. Surrounding us are various indicators that tell us in the Earth's own language that we are in trouble. Figuring out how to respond to the crisis as an individual is incredibly challenging, complex, intricate, and stressful, knowing that our personal choices have global impact. Watching the news and hearing about disaster after disaster can stop one cold, feeling unable to do anything at all. One is left disempowered and forlorn, feeling there is no change that can matter on such a small scale as a personal one. But what each of us can do is think local. To look to the people, places, and unusual resources that surround us. By recognizing that human culture is part of the ecosystem, not separate, and by creatively reimagining what symbiotic relationships of local production and consumption might look like, we could go a long way as individuals and communities in changing our relationship to Earth on a local, personal level. So this book is part philosophy and part toolkit. It breaks down not just the techniques of how to find materials and make in a local way, but also articulates the benefits when we embrace thinking and making locally. The three P's: places, plants, people. The continuing thread that weaves throughout this book is the acknowledgement and discovery that our local resources can solve problems. The places that support our production needs, the plants that are available in abundance to work with, and the people who have the skills to work together, when connected, can solve locally some of the problems we face. This book highlights the power of looking around our immediate surroundings. Close observation and inquisitive thinking by cooperative groups of individuals can open up new directions of opportunity, and importantly, build community partnerships. We can see our full human potential and witness the power of community that is unleashed when we allow ourselves to ask questions, share knowledge, have a sense of curiosity, patience, and enthusiasm for the future use of what we are learning along the way. This book documents my own journey as an artist, of looking at the world around me with the notion of having a one-mile diet attitude towards sourcing art materials. As an artist whose practice now focuses on up-purposing green waste and invasive plant species, I am often asked how I got started. For some time, I had been working with what I called shed, or unwanted organic materials, hair clippings, organic seasonal debris. I was interested in what I thought of as domestic alchemy. Could I change my thinking about mundane daily tasks if I approached the work by placing a value on the byproduct of the task completed? Floor sweepings of dog hair were spun and woven into slippers. Suddenly, sweeping was an act of harvesting, and I was more enthusiastic about the boring but necessary labor that allowed the making of something beautiful from something unwanted.